All right, good evening, everyone. We will begin the Hillsdale City Planning Commission meeting today, Tuesday, May 19th of 2026. The time is 6:03 p.m. All right, we will start with a roll call, please.
Chair Wall.
Here.
Commissioner Rex Jessup.
Here.
Commissioner Williams. Commissioner Bartle.
Here.
Commissioner Russell Jessup. Commissioner Timpson. Commissioner Jeff Smith.
All right, I'd like to take a moment to pass along an appreciation from the commission for two of our commissioners that have previously served on this commission, Commissioner Thurkel Nielsen and Commissioner Russell Jessup. They have recently resigned. They have some conflicts in their own lives. We just want to thank them for the time that they have served this community and this commission. We deeply appreciate them. And we are very lucky to welcome our new commissioner. Mayor, would you like to introduce our newest addition?
Yes, Jeff Smith has been working with the city on other, some land use things for people. He's represented different people, and he showed an interest, what, 4 or 5 months ago. And so we've just gotten to know him a little bit, and as you know, we still have one vacant seat, and so I have other applicants that we'll be interviewing for that final seat. But Jeff, if you'd like to give a little bit of history on who you are, that would be great.
Yeah, absolutely. So I grew up in Flagstaff, Arizona. Joined my dad's family business designing wastewater systems, so septic systems, and then 3 years later got my contract and license to start installation. So small residential, and then from there kind of grew into mid-sized commercial and then full commercial, and we've gotten into RV parks, tiny home villages, glamour camps and such. My wife Shelby and I moved out here year and a half, 2 years ago, and just absolutely love it out here. So Shelby works over in Hurricane Burbank, and she actually just got a new position as well. Am I allowed to say? She actually just got promoted and works remote auditing. Thanks. And all of Utah. So we're excited about that, but we like to call this place our home. We love it. But construction background.
Thank you. It is truly a pleasure to have you serving with us on this commission and to have you and your family in this community.
Yes.
We are grateful to have citizens that care.
Thank you.
All right, I'd like to welcome those of us that are here today. Thank the staff for their hard work as preparing for this meeting. And I'd like to invite all of us to stand and pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, commissioners, if there's any conflict of interest to the one item that is on the agenda today, this is the time to disclose. Okay, we'll move forward. Have the commissioners had a chance to look over the meeting minutes from March 16th of 2026?
I have, yes. I'm not super thorough, but
well, I have as well, and so I would like to propose a motion that we as a commission approve the meeting minutes for March 16th of 2026.
I second that.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Chair Wall?
Yes.
Commissioner Jessup?
Yes.
Commissioner Bartle?
Yes.
Commissioner Smith?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay. All right, now we will move on to our public hearing. Now, this public hearing is specifically for the line item that is on our agenda today. And the purpose of this hearing is to receive public comment concerning a request to rezone parcel number HD-SHCR-6-1-A, commonly addressed as 385 West Utah Avenue in Hillsdale, Utah, from residential agriculture 0.5 to R1. RA 8.5 to single family residential 8. All right. Is there anyone online?
Chair Wall. You can set a time limit for the public hearing comments.
Okay.
If you choose to, generally it's 3 minutes.
Yes. Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. All right, anyone in the public that would like to speak specifically to this line item? Anything online? Okay. All right, I forgot to open that public hearing, and we probably opened it at 6:06 p.m. So I'm going to go ahead and close the public hearing for this line item on our agenda. The time is 6:07 p.m. All right, commissioners, we're going to go ahead and move on to some new commission business, and that is to consider approval to the rezone parcel number HE-SHCR-6-1-A, commonly addressed as 385 West Utah Avenue in Hilldale, Utah, from residential agriculture 0.5 to single family residential 8, R18. And I believe we have a presentation from the staff as well as the applicant is here.
Yes, the applicant, Del Timson Jr., is here and can speak on his behalf. You have the staff recommendation in front of you. What we have is just slightly smaller than a 0.5. It is zoned 0.5. It's just a few feet smaller than that, so it does not fit. He would like to split this, but because of our setback ordinances, to be compliant, he needs to rezone this to R18 so that he can do one split on that half acre. This is one of those places that he was given some information years ago that didn't exactly line up, and so we've been helping him. This was a promise that we made to the community that if their zone was not what it should have been, that we would help them get it rezoned. And so we've been working with JR for several months on this. The zone change shall not be construed as approval of any proposed lot split. He'll need to do that after the zone change. And the applicant must submit a separate application for the simple lot split under HCC 152-39-4 following City Council approval of the rezone, and the lot split is subject to its own departmental reviews, joint utility committee review, and certificate of approval. The applicant shall comply with the R1-8 development standards spelled out in HCC 152-13. And any future construction on the property shall comply with the applicable Hilldale City Building Code, Fire Code, and Utility Department connection requirements. There is a map in your packet you're welcome to look at. He is asking to go from RA.5 to R1-8. And you can see that map in your packet. The applicant is here if you have any questions for him or questions for me.
I do have a question for staff. Now, this is the second time we've seen this lot because it was already rezoned, but the applicant received incorrect information on what to rezone it as.
Right. So previous administration felt like this would get him. He wanted to create two smaller overnight rentals right on Utah Ave, but because it is just slightly smaller than the half acre, then he cannot put another building up there. So if he changes that, according to our codes, the only thing that fits there is R1-8, so that he can put that on there.
Okay, wonderful. And the applicant, you wouldn't mind coming to the podium? Be sure to introduce yourself with your name.
Dale Pinson, Jr. Okay.
Thank you for being here. Really quick question. So you've been here before. You've kind of gone through this process of the rezone. And we're moving forward in having a discussion of getting you the appropriate rezone. I want to thank you for being patient with the commission and with the city. Something that we have learned in these last 8 years is that there's a lot of cleanup that we've had to do because we've done a lot of wonderful things. So thank you for being willing to work with us in this process of cleaning this up for you.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. Okay, commission, do we have any questions for the applicant?
I got one. As a commission and stuff, we've talked about getting our events along the show, which I think is awesome. Coming down Utah, right here. I guess a question I have is this zone is pretty high density. And in times past, if I remember correctly, then you have to have two lots to adjoining each other to get this zone. Or, and I'm fine with doing this if we get the city pass our full improvements along this corridor. Like stormwater, I feel like from a city standpoint, that's. Or the other wonderment I have is to see what you're trying to do. Is if, because we do like the three lot splits, we've done several of those. Is there a way to give it that because it's to accommodate what he needs?
I can answer that for you. Because of where the utilities are for this lot, this is the only place that the utilities can come in. And so he only needs one lot split. So that's why he's doing that.
It's in half at the moment, the whole lot is.
RMA is for, if I understand it right, for eight different sections now. But I'm not saying that's what you're doing. My concern is that from the city, if we give one that zone in the middle of a residential area, we've had so many people come in and ask for that red zone. They want to, you know, put 10 or 12 of their Airbnbs on the 1 acre lot.
Yeah, it's only big enough for two.
Yeah.
You go into two quarters, basically. And I guess the 1 acre is the only one that has the codes for it.
Mm-hmm. And just to remind you, Commissioner, it's about square footage on the lot.
8,000 square feet.
So that's why he's going for the R1As, because with the setbacks, to be able to do the two units, then it has to fit within that 8,000 square foot.
I understand that. It's just, if we give it to him and say no to somebody else,
yeah.
That's my only concern, because I'd love to see this. This is a perfect spot for it. It really is. Just a couple questions I have.
I appreciate that.
So one of the things is R1-8 single family residential. So you can only put one. It's just 8,000 square feet.
And I think that density is great of that. I mean, we've been wanting to encourage that. So I guess for me, if we're going to do that, I think that we should ask for improvements if we're going to give that single unit. I don't know. Is that one of my
down.
Yeah. Richard?
Down Richard, yes.
Instead of just Utah. Colorado City has been doing that for a couple of years now.
Because that subdivision, R1A, is pretty much a subdivision. And we've had people in the past, in order to get that zone, is either two lots back to back or full improvements, if I understand.
Because if you do two splits creating three lots, that's a simple lot split. If you do three splits creating four lots, that is a minor subdivision. And you have to do all of the.
So that's what all he needs. He needs one more lot split. That's my wonderment. How can we do this without.
So if you implemented the laws of, or the code,
mm-hmm.
for a subdivision, then that would require he put the sidewalk down.
Yeah.
Richard.
But we're giving that zoning, which that's what concerns me is. Basically, say yes to one and no to another, because we've had several people come ask for this very thing, and that's been kind of the only thing from a city to help, I guess, in these beautiful residential areas to keep, you know, and we need that.
Keep making the improvements.
Yeah, so there's something to consider.
I don't know how this would have been handled had, you know, 8 years ago we would have done it. Seen exactly what he wanted and then zoned it, and so he could put the lots in.
Yeah.
And it may have fallen into the subdivision codes, but I don't know that you can require him to do that, as it is not in our codes right now, but I think it's a conversation we should have. Right now this fits into the general plan, and as we're discussing the general plan in the future, we may want to talk about those very things. I'm not getting pressure from neighboring communities, but from the citizens themselves saying, hey, we should start doing this. We have not had a lot of these like the subdivision. We've had that one just off of Utah Ave with the much smaller units, overnight rentals, and he had to do full improvements on that. But we are just getting started into this. So if that is something the commission would like to see, we need to have that discussion and implement that into our codes and update our land use codes.
It would definitely need to be a text change that would have to go through a process. And we would need to consult the attorney on what that would look like for us to add that language into our code that we have. Because it currently isn't.
It's not in there now.
And that's a decision, I mean, I think you and I were both serving on the same commission at the time, where we actively chose not to include that because we were trying to encourage development. We were trying to
encourage really am. I love that. That's what I'm quite here a little bit is. I love what he's doing. I just that zone change in the middle of that without some. That's a pretty good ditch coming down there.
So what you're, what you're talking about is basically just sidewalk down for that particular lot off of Richard.
And stormwater, and I mean that's just to improve. That's the main artery into the town. You know, it's a. So that's my concern. This from a city standpoint. How do we up this? And with a simple law change, this is the only way I see moving forward to keep from the city to implement that.
Yeah. Also, we're doing the stormwater master plan right now. Mm-hmm. And this is, like you said, this is one of those main arteries for stormwater. Mm-hmm. This particular road will definitely be in that plan. And so we have to come up with something. I don't know if there needs to be anything on the north side of Utah Ave put in to drain that property before we put more sidewalk into that. I'm not sure because the master plan is still being developed. But if it is something we want moving forward, then I think we need to look at the stormwater master plan, the transportation master plan, and all of that, and it's currently being created, mm-hmm. and then change the text amendment in our land use code, which we have a list of text amendments that need updated.
But this zone is density, and that's, you know, it's not just a simple law split anymore. That's the difference, is now you're throwing a whole different zone, a commercial zone, in residential.
Well, it's a residential zone still.
It is a residential
okay.
zone. It's an R8. So it's just 8,000 square feet
per
zone. Now, if you remember the staff report, he also has to come back and do a lot split.
Yeah.
So there's the process that comes with the lot split, which is included in consulting utilities and stormwater and some of those other aspects of it. Right now we're just discussing whether this is an appropriate zone. So I appreciate what you're saying. Is this the best place for us to put that high density? And from the discussions we've had in the conversation around what does Utah Avenue look like over the next 50 years, it's something that, at least from my remembering, that we've all agreed upon is a wonderful place for high density, all the way up and down.
I love that.
Because it will give us an opportunity to capitalize on that main artery in being able to push that high density to that area where there's going to be a lot more traffic. It's going to slow down. Once we do the development on that Utah Avenue, traffic's going to slow down a little bit more. So that's where, for me, this feels like it's very much in line with the
concept. It is. Very much to me, it's how do we improve that intersection, or, you know, it's, that's my concern, is how do we keep splitting these up without, I mean, and we do the lot splits all the time, right? But now it's, I don't know.
Yeah, I understand. You can actually ask the applicant if you'd be willing to do that, but you can't, because we don't have it in our code, you can't say you have to.
No, I don't.
But he would be willing, if he would be, that would improve that lot dramatically.
Yeah.
And it might be part of the plan.
It's definitely been a, like you say, a high water traffic area. So as soon as I make the millions of.
Well, I believe it's
a 3-year timeline.
As a commission and as a city, this is a larger discussion that we're going to have to get really creative of how do we solve these, because even if we were to say to this applicant, okay, we want improvements on that, what I think they're running into with those kind of demands is you're getting pockets of improvement, and if you look at the stats around pockets of improvement on streets, they wear out very quickly.
I understand that, and that's this is the wonderment is how do we, that's a huge cost, and And that's, you supposed to have the different zones, but the two lots better, so I don't go to that zone. I guess I wish we could, as a city, capitalize on that. That's a, I feel like a good way for the city to help put one together towards some of this.
Yeah,
definitely.
I think we definitely need to get into that conversation with the, as we're doing our work sessions.
But I don't want to start the project now, I'm moving to the other thing.
Well, I would like to keep it how it is if it was in the rules for an Airbnb, but according to the code, this is what we need to go to.
Yeah.
Have a nightly.
A lot more traffic in and off that road, so that's what I'm saying from a city standpoint.
Yeah.
I wish that we had a condition to help better some of these intersections and get some storm rain, you know. Some of these, especially this main artery, it's crucial.
I agree.
That's what you did.
I will definitely put that in our notes for our work sessions and discussions. Because it keeps coming up, and usually when something keeps coming up, it means it's time to address it. So I appreciate that, Commissioner, very much, that you are continuing to bring that up, that how important it is for us to consider all kinds of improvements, not just lot splits and lot improvements, but we've got to keep up the roads. Any other questions that the Commission might have for the applicant?
What do you, so you just put building an Airbnb?
Airbnb and another house next to it. There are two quarters, basically, on that half.
Nice. Yeah, it's a good spot.
Possibly, yeah.
So both, that
turn them both into Airbnbs down the road.
So if you see your map, his proposal for a lot split is here, and then he'll put his family home here, and his two Airbnbs there.
But we're zoning that whole 1 acre, or just
no,
the top?
Just the top.
I understand that a lot better.
Oh, that makes sense because 1 acre you could have 8 little units. Okay, this can only have one.
That makes a lot more sense.
Okay, now I understand too.
I'm glad we can clear that up. I'm sure this will go really well hand in hand with your business already do. Our applicant today does some really important tourism for this community. So thank you. I know it takes a lot of dedication too.
I have a question. Since this is agricultural right now, which animals and stuff are you? I know that you'll lose some of that
in that talk.
In that with the animals. No. So is that going to be an issue with you at all?
No. We got plenty of room for animals.
Outside of that.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Commissioner. That's a good question. All the little things that you have to think about in the process. Okay. All right. Well, if there isn't any other questions or suggestions for the applicant, are we ready to move forward with the motion? Okay. Well, I'll go ahead and propose a motion that we approve the rezone for parcel number HD-SHCR-6-1-A, commonly addressed as 385 West Utah Avenue in Hilldale, Utah, from agriculture, residential agriculture 0.5 to single family residential R1-8. Wow. I don't know what I'm speaking today. All right, we have a motion. Can I get a second?
Second.
Okay. Yeah, second. A motion and a second. Can we get roll call?
Chair Wall?
Yes.
Commissioner Jessel?
I'm not quite clear on this yet, so I'm gonna say no. How I dig into this one. So.
Commissioner Bartle?
Yes.
Commissioner Smith?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay. All right, thank you. Commissioner, is there anything else that we could go over with that that would be helpful while we have the applicant?
No, I just want to do my research and just understand a little bit more.
We always appreciate you, Rex. You are a fabulous commissioner, so thank you for that. All right, well, then we will go ahead and move on to the last couple parts of our meeting today. All right, we will open up just a brief window of time for 3 minutes of public comment. All right, so is there anything online? Okay, perfect. All right, public, if there's any of you that have anything that you would like the commission to know, you have 3 minutes. What?
Did you say something to me?
Okay, well, we opened the public comments at 6:26, and we're getting to mark the time. And we're going to go ahead and close the public comment at 6:27. And, all right, commissioners, any comments that any of you have for the commission? Anything that you wish we staff would research? Anything that you would like more information on?
I'm missing my map.
We're missing the map of the zone.
Another map, thank you for playing that.
So our big map.
The map as well as our little bound, the zones binder.
Okay, I apologize.
So next time.
For sure.
Yeah. Yeah, it talks about the different zones in detail because the same thing. I was like, maybe it does require two. So. All right, well, commissioners, if there's any, there's no comment there. We are not having a work session this evening, and we'll pick up those work sessions next. Meeting. So, with all that being said, we will go ahead and adjourn this meeting unless staff has anything else for us.
That's it. Thank
you. All right. We will close this Hilldale City Planning Commission meeting. The time is 6:20 East. Thank you, staff. Thank you, commissioners.